We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome to the program ABC News correspondent at the Pentagon, Elizabeth McLaughlin. Elizabeth, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, Gary.
Yeah, thanks. So what do we know about the aborted strike that took place yesterday?
Well, that was a surprising report from the New York Times first last night, and we had some of our ABC News reporters confirming that through the night and this morning. And what they know now is that Trump ordered the military strike on Iran, but then reversed his decision the same night after the plan was already underway. And we're still working to determine why he changed his mind. But we know that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Ambassador John Bolton were in favor of going ahead with the strike. So that'll be key to learn today is what was in the president's mind that made him decide not to go ahead. The New York Times reported that those strikes included some surface-to-air missile sites, which are these mobile launchers, which is how Iran used a missile to shoot down the drone over the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. One of the senior level administration sources who was briefed on the plan told ABC that the plan would have escalated the situation quickly had it been carried out, and there were fears about civilian casualties with this plan. So maybe that factored into the president's decision, but certainly a lot to figure out today, including whether the U.S. is going to go ahead and have another strike today.
You have to wonder why the concern over civilian casualties came up after the planes were in the air and not before the order was given.
Well, and typically when you do these types of operations at night, they do minimize civilian casualties. And we're very cognizant when we're looking for these strikes, as we did in Syria in 2017 and 2018. You have to remember what time is it in the country where the operation would take place, because they do typically take place at night. And so as we started to look at the clock, you know that in Iran it's going to be sunrise soon, that maybe something wasn't going to happen on Thursday. So there's a lot to talk about today. And because these are mobile launchers, some of these sites, it's possible that Iran, now that they know what the U.S. targets were, they could move some of those sites and try to avoid what would have been a U.S. target.
Having said that, though, the U.S. ready to re-engage if the word is given, right?
Well, it's unclear. I think, you know, the president has clearly shown that he's not interested in engaging in a war in the Middle East. He's been more cautious than some of his senior advisors and senior administration officials. He worked to pull troops out of Syria. We know he's interested in pulling some troops out of Afghanistan. So this isn't a president who, to me, seems like a hawk, and like he's very quick to engage. But at the same time, the U.S. has been very clear that if Iran targets U.S. personnel or interests in the region, that the U.S. will respond. And so I think at this point, there may be a response of some kind. Now, whether it will be an overt military strike, I think remains to be seen. Could there be covert action? Could there be more economic sanctions? There is a lot that's still on the table.
We're talking to ABC News correspondent Elizabeth McLaughlin at the Pentagon. So Iran has released photos this morning of what they say is wreckage from the downed drone. Has anyone at the Pentagon confirmed that yet?
No, they haven't. We were talking to officials a lot yesterday about this debris field, the Iranians claiming that they had grabbed some of that debris. I spoke to one defense official yesterday who said there were rough seas and rough winds yesterday, and so it would not be surprising that some of that debris moved into Iranian waters and in a way that they could pick it up easily. It's also very possible that a lot of this aircraft sunk, but we know that there were U.S. Navy partners in the region who are also working to recover that aircraft, and we'll see if they picked up anything today as well.
Okay, we really appreciate the time. Have a great day.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
That's Elizabeth McLaughlin, an ABC News correspondent at the Pentagon. It's going to be very interesting to see what might happen today. What are the next steps in this in terms of confirming the debris? What will the U.S. do as a proportional response? Will it change? Will the order change? It's been fascinating theater over the last 24 hours with the posturing, the strike, then the pullback. What is going to happen next? We'll just have to stay tuned. News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.